I'm tired of educating white people.
Every day, commentator Erin Aubrey Caplan is asked to be a spokesperson for the race. But now she stops to ask herself if the agita is worth it.
It's taken me a while to figure this out. It happened so often, it ceased being extraordinary and was folded into my daily routine long ago, like brushing my teeth or surfing the internet. So routine that I don't exactly know when the epiphany hit. But let's pick a likely moment from the last 5 years. I'm at a party. Nice party. I'm one of a sprinkling of self-conscious black people who are nonetheless feeling very good about being here. I'm thinking that there's some social equality after all, that being at this party among these people is something my parents' generation could never have dreamed of doing on a regular basis. I'm chatting with a white person I've just met who's on the young side of middle age, like me, decent, educated, pretty friendly. We start talking about where we're from, our families, that sort of thing. He mentions that he had relatives who fought in World War II. So did I say. My great uncle Lester. He was actually at D-Day in Normandy. Though he didn't fight, of course. He drove a supply truck. The person I just met looks at me blankly, not understanding. Black people didn't fight in World War II, I go on. The troops were segregated. Oh, his face says, segregated. Race. He nods sympathetically, a little too sympathetically. I'm sorry, his face is saying. How awful for you. He's treating this rather humdrum fact about my Uncle Lester like an illness, like it was a bad moment for me. I suddenly realized that his sympathy is merely a cover-up for ignorance. He doesn't know the troops were segregated in World War II. He has no idea. And he doesn't know that the segregated troops aren't about me at all. They're about us. It's American history, and he doesn't know it. I start to wonder, what else doesn't he know? What else do I have to spontaneously, sometimes reluctantly, but always passionately, educate him about? Plenty. There's lots of America doesn't know about itself and doesn't care to know, especially in 2006, a political era in which facts and history are officially regarded as stupid things, as Ronald Reagan once famously said. But beyond the almost religious disregard of history is a great indifference to history in general, especially to racial history. But as a non-person, a representation of somebody black, but not a real black person with all that messy history attached, like black people were in the 60s. Isn't that over, white people seem to want to know, even as they nod in sympathy as I go on about my Uncle Lester. Can't we just talk now? Well, yes and no. Sure, I can talk about Tom Cruise's baby with the best of them, the price of oil, the latest Italian restaurant that just opened up in that part of town that was once dead but now is becoming so hip. You see, knowledge is never random. We choose to talk about things, even small things, because they connect us to some part of ourselves. With the exception of black people themselves, race evidently connects no one to anything anymore, and that alarms me. It's taken me about 20 years to accept that history moves not in straight lines, but in ellipses and circles, and that the window of the 60s that we take for granted was one of the biggest aberrations in American history. So the job of my generation, as it was for all the generations before it, is to agitate. That means, among other things, to remind people at parties and boardrooms and newsrooms and in line at Starbucks of who we are, of who we were. I owe Uncle Lester at least that much.
Erin Aubrey Caplan is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times.